May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts
be holy and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Just prior to our gospel today, we meet Jesus speaking to the 12 disciples for the first time, newly commissioned to do the work that he has given them to do. They are to go to the lost sheep of Israel and preach the good news, going into every town and city that will have them. They are to go forth through the Judean wilderness, a dry, unforgiving, and dangerous place. And this wilderness is a desert. But this desert isn't quite like the rolling sand dunes from Lawrence of Arabia that you might imagine. It's a different sort of desert, a collection of dramatic rock outcroppings that make travel on foot difficult, sometimes nearly impossible. To this day, you can pull up to a tourist lookout on the edge of that wilderness, walk out of your air-conditioned bus, cold bottle of water in hand, and spot the old Roman road, the path that many a traveler took to travel between Jerusalem and Jericho. And you can locate this path by looking for the few signs of life present along that wilderness. A few scraggly trees here and there, marking the nearly imperceptible valley that holds the only water source for miles. Jesus tells his disciples today, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. It may seem like a low bar to set for eternal salvation, an inconsequential act, and yet in Jesus' days, a cup of cold water could go a long way. A cup of cold water in the treacherous wilderness roads might be the difference between life and death. Now, a cup of cold water to secure one's reward may seem like a bargain, especially in comparison to what the 12 disciples were supposed to do. The world that the 12 lived in, the world that they were being sent into, posed significant challenges. It was risky business to follow this wandering rabbi from Nazareth. The disciples were called to wander the wilderness roads with nothing but the clothes on their backs, leaving family, kin, and tribe behind for the sake of the good news of the gospel. And this is no small task for a desert-dwelling people. To leave one's kin means to leave one's land, and to leave one's land means to forego the only safety net available to first century desert dwellers. It meant becoming strangers in unforgiving territory, bound to a mission to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom to the ends of the earth. And we are familiar with these saints' stories, how simple women and men, fishermen and tax collectors, folks with no reputation to speak of, how these folks took up their cross, followed their call, and did what was right, loved mercy, and walked humbly with God. Their stories are the stuff of legend. So it's no surprise sometimes when our lives seem to pale in comparison. We rarely, after all, feel like the heroes or saints we admire. The battles we fight often feel insignificant in comparison. The issues before us are rarely as simple as picking the good and rejecting evil. The sacrifices we make rarely go noticed. In comparison, our efforts feel somewhat insignificant, somewhat like providing a cup of cold water to a thirsty traveler. A kindness, sure, but a far cry from the life-changing work of saints and heroes. But it is precisely the importance of these small acts that the gospel points out for us today. Even a cup of cold water, even a small kindness, is worth doing in the name of those in need. There's a short parable in Fyodor Dostoevsky's Brothers Karamazov, a short tale within the story about a selfish, wicked woman who finds herself in hell in the afterlife, and her guardian angel intercedes on her behalf, trying to find the one moment where she provided a kindness and pleads with God because he had found one. She once pulled up an onion and gave it to a hungry beggar. So God commanded the angel to take that onion and reach down into the lake of fire. And the woman took hold of that onion and held on to it. And she was being pulled up by the angel. And as she was being pulled up, people grabbed onto her legs, and more people grabbed onto those people's legs. And soon there were thousands and thousands of people being dragged out from the pit. And the onion held together in that time. However, at some point, the woman decides to look down, and she despairs, and she begins kicking at all those who are being pulled up with her. And soon, one by one, thousands of people fall off, and as she kicks and kicks, the onion starts to disintegrate in her hands. It falls apart, and soon she finds herself falling back down, the onion frayed in her hands. The gospel says, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Maybe the word that this gospel has to offer us today is for all of us who feel that our efforts fall far short. Those of us who don't think ourselves to be too important. Those of us who feel our battles and sacrifices are insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And yet the Bible is full of these meager stories, the stories of people being faithful in the little things. Not just the Moseses, but the Hebrew midwives who tricked Pharaoh and saved the lives of hundreds of Hebrew children. Not just David, the king of Israel, but Ruth, his immigrant grandmother, whose love for her mother-in-law took her to a new land, bound her to a new people. Not just Peter, James, and John, but the countless men and women throughout history who have kept the faith with quiet, tiny acts of human decency and compassion. Hear, then, the good news for us today. It may be that your day-to-day kindnesses, your simple acts of compassionate listening, living, and action are the one thing needful. And that, my friends, may be exactly what God plans in order to bring God's kingdom into our world. Amen.